Hey, thanks for cruising by. It's Michael Kerr here, and you are listening to Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. Well, I'm just so darned excited to be with you for another edition of just random musings and ideas all related to the world of work and workplace cultures and all that good stuff we talk about here at Inspiring Workplace. So first random thought. First impressions last, which is why every frontline employee, including receptionists, cashiers, cleaning staff, maintenance staff, you name it staff, any frontline staff should wear a name tag reading Director of First Impressions to remind them of the important role they play. Legendary Marvel Comics icon Stan Lee. And don't you love looking for Stan Lee cameos in those Marvel movies? What a cool guy. He always looked for ways to give his team the recognition they deserved. He introduced a credits page to Marvel Comics and added an extra flair to the credits, such as written with passion by, drawn with pride, and inked with perfection by. So when you're acknowledging people on your team, giving them credit, look for opportunities to slip in a little passion, a little flair like Stan Lee. Sometimes the best idea is sitting right at your feet. I love these creative kind of ideas because they're a great reminder that, you know, goofy fun ideas are everywhere. A beauty parlor owner who was tired of picking up hairpins off her floor had this brainwave. She attached a magnet to her pet Dachshund's dog tag, and voila, problem solved. In 2014, Amazon.com launched a pay-to-quit program to entice unhappy employees to leave, recognizing that offering disgruntled employees a small incentive to leave was worth the cost, and it keeps gruntled employees who still want to work there happier as well. Are you living up to your future judgment? If your team wrote a company obituary for your organization, what would you want it to say? What would you want your clients, partners, employees, and family members to say at your company funeral? And finally, do you want someone to return your phone call? Try leaving the setup part of a clean joke on their voicemail, then let them know that if they want to hear the punchline, they need to call you back. All right, and now my fun at work tip. Here's a simple but effective team exercise from the book Forever Recognize Others' Greatness. Have everyone speak 100% positively about the person sitting next to them as though the person is not sitting in the room. The person receiving the praise is not allowed to interject. The point of the exercise is to remind people of the importance of positive recognition and positive workplace gossip, and to get over the inherent awkwardness people often experience when receiving praise. And the quote of the week from Stacey Sullivan, who is the chief culture officer at Google. If you give people freedom, they will surprise, delight, and amaze you. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, as I'm doing the old podcast, we're coming into March, which is official Humorists Are Artists Month, Dolphin Awareness Month, Broccoli Month, International Mirth Month, and Ideas Month. So as always, I've posted on the old website, www.humoratwork.com, a list of the offbeat, fun, wacky theme days for the month of March, including days such as March 3rd, What If Cats and Dogs Had Opposable Thumbs Day, March 4th and Do Something Day, the 6th is Fun Facts About Names Day, the 9th is Name Tag Day, the 10th is International Day of Awesomeness, the 13th is Open an Umbrella Indoors Day, 16th is No Selfies Day, International Goof Off Day is the 22nd, Red Nose Day the 24th, Make Up Your Own Holiday Day 26th, 27th, is Quirky Country Music Song Titles Day, and the 31st is International Hug a Medievalist Day. Until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.